Firstly, can you tell us a little bit about what's actually happened?
So it's quite confusing, and I think public isn't really aware of what is happening at the moment. So there's currently legislation that has passed quite some time ago, which was going to lower the repayment threshold for university and TAFE graduates to just above the $50,000 threshold. But what we've also seen over the past couple of months is the coalition government trying to move a higher education student loan amendment bill, which would lower the repayment threshold to $45,000. That was anticipated to be voted on last week. However, because of a variety of bills that were brought into Parliament, it wasn't, and so it won't be brought back into Parliament until about 6 weeks.
Oh, right, okay. Bit of a slower process than we'd probably want it to be. How does this actually work to save the money for the government?
Well, it's quite problematic because what it's doing is burdening low-income graduates. So what we found out is that someone who's earning just $90 a week more than someone on minimum wage will start to pay back their student or TAFE loans. This is obviously almost half of the average Australian wage, and it's certainly going to disincentivise Australians, particularly young Australians and those from marginalised backgrounds, from participating in higher education.
Yeah. Pauline Hanson as well, a little bit unsurprisingly, has said that the threshold should be lowered further to $30,000. How does the National Union of Students respond to that?
Well, we completely disagree. I mean, the reason why the HELP system or the HECS system in Australia was introduced was so that graduates could pay back the private benefits of their qualification, because we do receive private benefits sometimes. And so that private benefit is increased income. So the repayment threshold was originally set at the average income, so that once Australians with qualifications earn above that, they can start paying back the cost of their tuition. The problem is, though, is $45,000 is just over half of the average Australian wage, and it's going to be hitting a lot of hardworking and vital groups in society, particularly social workers, which are the largest demographic of workers affected by this bill, who have accumulated student loans, are working incredibly hard and obviously doing a very important role in society, but for whatever reason, systematically will never earn above the existing repayment threshold.
Yeah, I guess the argument against keeping the student debt, repaying the student debt as where it is right now, is that in the long term, uni students end up making more money than other occupations, people that take other things in life. What would you say about that, for them wanting to lower it, and I guess against that argument?
Well, I mean, if people are receiving a private benefit from their qualification, so they're earning increased income, then that's fine. Students should be paying back their student loans. However, the reality is there is proposed legislation to $45,000. Graduates are seeing no private benefit from their qualifications whatsoever. Someone without a qualification could earn the same kind of income and not have to be burdened at such a low income with paying back their student loans.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess how, in the face of stagnating wage growth, which is happening at the moment, how will the lower income earner actually be affected by this?
So, look, this is obviously going to have a large effect on their disposable income. The reality is that there isn't much modelling or research into how this actually will affect low-income Australians. This legislation has been quite quick, and there hasn't really been much of an opportunity from the sector to really respond to the proposed changes. What I'll say, though, is that someone who's a social worker who currently won't repay, currently isn't earning a income where they will pay back their student loans, this is not a reason for us to lower the repayment threshold. This is a reason for us to look at why is such a vital role in society not being, which requires a university qualification, not being paid just half of the average Australian wage. What we should be doing is we should be lifting wages in Australia, lifting the wages of workers like social workers, so that they are raised into existing repayment thresholds and they can start paying back their student loans.
Yeah, it's definitely very many factors that go into it. And I guess if lowering the HECS payback threshold isn't the right thing to be doing, in the view of the NUS, what is the right way to be approaching HECS?
Well, we need to be prioritising higher education. We've seen $7 billion cut from higher education since the 2011-2012 federal budget. We're just going to keep on exacerbating and making the situation much, much worse. if we don't start prioritising higher education funding. I mean, we saw last week $140 billion worth of tax cuts. But now what we're doing is we're burdening low-income Australians. We need to lift the repayment threshold so that students start paying back their loans only once they start receiving private benefit, not once they're just getting on their feet once they've completed their graduation and trying to get a steady job.
Yeah, it's definitely a bit of a complex issue, but also one that needs to be in favour of not, punishing people that are on earning low incomes. Thank you so much, Mark, for joining us this morning and telling us about the situation that's kind of unfolding at the moment around HECS.
No worries. Thanks for having me.